JMR, Just Measures Radio, is on the air.
All systems go.
Has led you to the Tinker's Shop here on Just Measures Radio. I welcome you. Please come in, sit down, have a seat. We all must remember that we are the library for those who come after us, and we must share our knowledge with those who need it.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. Can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be. I found serenity. You can't take the sky from me.
Well, good evening, my friends. It's now, let's see, Friday night. That's right. I was going to say, well, it's now Friday night or Saturday night, but I seem to be glitching a little bit here. So, yes, it's Friday night, the 21st of March of 2014. And I guess I get to play substitute teacher again tonight. Actually, Conk is off, going to go ahead and do some more of the certification exams tomorrow. So hopefully everything is coming through. I am using a new software tonight, so I'm not sure how my sound levels are for the actual broadcast. So if I'm too low, I guess you'll have to turn the volume up while I figure this stuff out, or perhaps I am too loud. Anyway, so let's do this here. I'm gonna put a couple little things in here while I check some messages that just came in.
And now for something completely different.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
Then they start to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
Bring your knees inside. And it's the velvet dust. It really drives you insane. Let's lose our time on the air. Let's lose our time on the air.
It's a dream. Time slip
and nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation
like you're under sedation.
to the left. Put your hands on your hips.
Okay, well, I just figured I would go ahead and give you guys a little taste here. I figured since the world is going mad these days, and you know, maybe we can all do the time warp, you know, jump to the left, step to the right. I don't know, but yes, figured I'd just kind of do something a little bit different. I mean, I could actually go ahead here and just pull up, you know, Celtic music all night long, but I figured, after this week, everybody's probably pretty well Celtic'd out. So it's, yes, so it'll be a little bit more of, shall we say, playtime here tonight or whatever. Also, actually, you know, by the way, I need to say this before I forget again. To John, thank you very much for the excellent compliments that you gave me before. But I actually had contemplated something else, to talk about. Might even do that yet later on this evening. Yeah, he was talking about, you know, pulling up a chair with a mason jar of shine. Well, actually, believe it or not, I actually had kind of prepped a little bit of thing for that. I hadn't decided whether I was going to do it tonight or if I was going to do it tomorrow night. Oh, yes. So, but yes, like I said, you know, tonight's a going to do kind of a fun thing rather than do my serious, you know, teaching mode this evening. It's just more of a night tonight here just to lift people up a little bit. And so, well, here, you know, somebody had commented before that they recognize stuff from from Serenity, and well, here we go, give you another little treat. Found this one out here as well.
Won't you pour me a glass of Monaghan's Mother's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monaghan's Mother's Milk, we'll leave Higginstanboon someday. My daddy brought me here with two brothers who love to laugh. But 10 to 20 in this muddy hole, we lost the laughing muscle mole. My brothers lost their lives to mother's gas. Won't you pour me a glass of Monaghan's Mother's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monaghan's Mother's Milk, we'll leave Higginstanboon someday. Daddy raised one fist to tell the boss he's pissed, another to the foreman on third shift. But when he raised his shovel to attest his lowest troubles, he was shot down and dumped in a muddy ditch. Won't you pour me a glass of Monaghan's Mother's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monaghan's Mother's Milk, someday. Well, mudding's all I know until I've enough to go and take my own three boys far from here. Maybe another place much worse in this here cold verse. Till then I drink my Monaghan's for cheer. Won't you pour me a glass of Monaghan's Mother's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. Monaghan's Mother's Milk, we'll leave Higginstanboon someday. Won't you pour me a glass of Monaghan's Mother's Milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monaghan's Mother's Milk, we'll leave Higginstanboon someday. Won't you pour me a glass
there's no we'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of mud and mother's milk, we'll leave kids damn loose someday.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, hopefully people aren't all totally thinking I'm totally gone mad here or anything, but yeah, it's just I was at a point here this evening. I was, you know, listening to John Bobby earlier, and I was just going, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to do the serious stuff, or am I going to just have some fun? And I opted for the fun side of things. Of course, if you listen to these, sometimes you might see that there's a little bit of what people have been talking about earlier this evening in the chat room, and also what John and the others have said. And, well, Mom here mentioned that she does chickens, so that made me decide we need to have a couple little chicken songs here, special for Mom.
All right, let me present to you once again the insanity, which is of the chicken raid of Cymru. How, how, how! Well, we didn't got pigs, but I went after chickens. Went down to Divot to do some butt kicking. Good old boy Prederian, he met me at the door. Said, "You looking just as sneaky as you did that time before, buddy." That's right. Call yourself a magician. Wow. You just a common cattle rustler. So I said I'm after chickens, and the man looks dismayed. Says, "I can't just give them to you. You know, we got a trade." I had to give him something. I knew it for a fact. So I turned a bunch of mushrooms in a big old Cadillac. It was a chicken raid. A chicken raid, a cum raid. We ain't gonna plead, we ain't gonna beg. Just give us all your chickens and your big golden eggs. That's some classic Cadillacs, too. You know, pink with that mushroom-colored leather interior. Big Celtic fuzzy dice, you know, hanging down. Good transportation there. So the magic wears off, and they're all driving spores now. Prederian comes in and says, "Boys, this means war." Pretty soon we got the whole army on our tails, and we're chasing chickens over hills and dales. Uh-oh. You can't herd these things like sheep, boys. Need to get some chicken dogs. So we're chasing our chickens across this little stream, when from behind us we hear this blood-curdling scream. Turn around to see a bunch of Celtic lads, and they're all painted blue, and they're looking real mad. It was a chicken raid. You got it. A chicken raid, a cum raid. We ain't gonna bleed, we ain't gonna beg. Just give us all your chickens and your big golden eggs. Mm-hmm. Might be in a bit of trouble now, boys. That's okay. We're Celts, we can improvise, right? Right? Yeah. So we each grab a chicken and we turn to attack with our feared battle cry of "Begone!" Lucky for us, the reinforcements come and we fight a big war, which we finally won. Now, being as how you might never have heard this before, you might wonder, just exactly how do you go about winning a war against a superior armament opponent when all you got is chickens? Well, of course, I gotta tell you. Luckily, this is all in the history books, and you just know where to look. So you just imagine yourself, you're standing out there on this battlefield, somewhere in Wales, and or somewhere in Texas, or somewhere in between, and all you got to your whole name is a teeny, teeny little itty-bitty wooden shield and a chicken. And you got a big old opponent coming down, swinging a big old sword. Are you afraid? No, you're not afraid. Because you don't have an ordinary kind of Tyson Foods variety supermarket fall apart when you shake it kind of chicken now, do you? No. This ain't no shake and bake chicken here. We're talking a Celtic warrior chicken. You got at your command, all right? This thing's got some drumsticks, okay? So you got your little itty-bitty little wooden shield here, and you got your chicken behind your back, and you're holding it by its hind legs. Actually, you're holding it by its only legs. And you're swinging it in a circle. Whoop! Bah! And your opponent takes a mighty swing, and he swings, and you block it with your shield, and it goes thunk, and it sticks. And you yank your shield arm back and rip his sword away from his trembling, nerveless fingers. And meanwhile, you're still swinging your chicken. Bawk, bawk, bawk. And now you just give him a big old Welsh grin. Showing all of your remaining teeth, and then you swing this thing, this old chicken, back behind your back and up over your head and down into his terrified face. And you say, hey buddies, look what I just did. You try that too. And that's how you win the war, okay? Okay, now let's see, where were we? I think I digressed, didn't I? Yeah. So we go back to the king, but it wasn't real pleased. Seems his favorite maiden had a social disease. We tried to blame the rooster, but he was not amused. He turned us into June bugs and set them chickens loose. It was the chicken raid.
Uh-oh.
The chicken raid a coming. We ain't gonna plead, we ain't gonna beg. Just give us all your chickens and your big loaded eggs. We ain't gonna beg, just give us all your chickens and your big golden eggs.
Ho, ho, ho!
I guess I'll have mercy on you guys and won't throw you any more of these really weird left-hand curves here tonight. But, yes. Okay, well, yeah, that was just one that just kind of, is one to get people going on a Friday night. Yeah, just kind of, You're looking for a link to the song? Okay. I'll have to get that to you later on. So, anyway. Here's one that's a little bit more serious. It's, So I guess from the looks of things, I think people want me to tone it down just a little bit. So here's one. This is from Kenny Kline. It's titled "The Old Woman Was the Gypsy." This one might look like a little bit better, and again, this one kind of goes along with what John was talking about earlier. So here you go.
It was a family secret that the old woman was a gypsy, the old woman from the mountains where the wolves run free. A little girl from Hungary who once spent nights in a wagon listening to the sounds of the horses and the cymbal and play. Oh, Sarah, do you ever long for the campfires? Do you you ever long for the sound of the rain on the tin roof of your wagon? How I wish I'd known you picking lilacs on the mountains, not staring out the window at the city in the rain. No more the sword or the chalice, no more the stave and the moon coin, no more nights by the campfires swinging in Saganya. When you traveled over the ocean, when you learned to speak in Yiddish, when you wore your hair unfastened, when they taught you how to read. Oh, Sarah, do you ever long for the campfires? Do you ever long for the sound of the rain on the tin roof of your wagon? How I wish I'd known you picking lilacs on the mountains, not staring out the window at the city in the rain. Night of the wolf's cry, somewhere a child was crying, somewhere was the crying of a fiddle, and the men laughed as they gambled. From the shadows by the fire, I thought I heard somebody call you, a pretty little girl with a colored skirt, your hair tie-dye behind you. A tenement in Brooklyn, where the neighbors whisper low in Russian, where the coffee tastes like water, and the doors lock in your soul. But late in the secret of moonlight, soft in the quiet of your kitchen, the coin and the stave and the chalice speak the language of the mountains. Oh, Sarah, do you ever long for the campfires? Do you ever long for the sound of the rain on the tin roof of your wagon? How I wish I'd known you picking lilacs on the mountains, not staring out the window at the city in the rain. It was a family secret that the old woman was a gypsy.
Oops, there we go. Like I said, new software, so I'm not hitting the buttons quite right here tonight. But, yeah. Okay, yes. Well, pretty soon here, I'll go ahead and throw a couple commercials in, and then probably the last half of the hour here, I'll go ahead and talk a little bit about, shall we say, distilling in a world without rule of law. How's that sound? How one can go ahead and produce alcohol for for their engines and motor vehicles. So let's see here. Tell you what, I'll put in one more goofy one here, and then we'll get a couple commercials in, and then we'll go ahead and continue on. So, oh yes, cows with guns. Dangerous thing.
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun. Cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be et at the hamburger fry. Cows well done. Nobody thunk it, nobody knew, no one imagined the great cow guru. Cows are one. He hid in the forest, read books with great zeal. He loved Che Guevara, a revolutionary veal. Cows hate tongue. He spoke about justice, but nobody stirred. He felt like an outcast, alone in the herd. loud all drums. He moved, we must fight, escape or we'll die. Cows gathered around, cause the stakes were so high. Bad cow pun. But then he was captured, stuffed into a crate, loaded onto a truck where he rode to his fate. Cows are bummed. He was a scrawny calf who looked rather woozy. No one suspected he was packing an Uzi. Cows with guns. They came with a needle to stick in his thigh. He kicked for the groin. He pissed in their eye. Cow well hung. Knocked over a tractor and ran for the door. 6 gallons of gas flowed out on the floor. Running cows run. He picked up a bullhorn and jumped up on the hay. We are free roving bovines. We run free today. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. They crashed the gate in a great stampede. Tipped over milk truck, torched all the feed. Cows have fun. 60 police cars were piled in a heap. Covered in cow pies, covered up deep. Much cow dung. Black smoke rising, darkening the day. 12 burning McDonald's, have it your way. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. The president said, enough is enough, these uppity cattle, it's time to get tough. Cow dung flung. The newspapers gloated, folks sighed with relief. Tomorrow at noon they would all be ground beef. Cows on buns. The cows were surrounded, they waited and prayed. They mooed their last moos, they chewed their last hay. Cows outgunned. The order was given to turn cows to whoppers, enforced by the might of 10,000 coppers. But on the horizon, surrounding the shoppers, came the deafening roar of chickens in choppers. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. Run free with the buffalo or die.
Oh, oh.
Cows with guns.
There are few things life has to offer that is the greatest of the rich. Good friends, good food, and a premium handmade cigar from F.K. Christian Pipe Company. All Just Measures Radio listeners get 10% off all singles and 15% off all boxes. And when you order a box, you will also get one of Natty's selects free. That's right, with every box purchased, you get one of my hand-picked favorites along with 15%. This is a deal that cannot be beat. You can call or email Stacy via the link at Just Measures Radio or JustMeasuresCS.com. F.K. Christensen, your premium cigar company. And yes, each one is rolled on the thighs of virgins south of the border.
Let me introduce myself.
earthquakes, financial collapse, government upheaval. What happens when Walgreens closes? Whom do you turn to? You turn to Kat Ellis and myself, Chuck Hudson, on the MediChat, and learn how combat medicine and alternative herbal remedies can help keep you going no matter what. The MediChat, live 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, on the Just Measures Radio Network.
Oh, I'm sorry, Icy. I don't mean to be scaring you here. It's not meant to be scary. I'm just, like I said, I'm just having a good time tonight. Feeling good. So, well, I did promise you guys I would talk about this a little bit, so here goes. Oh, like I said, and again, going along with everything else that's been happening these days, this kind of goes too with Medic Shack and Kat's show as well. You know, if the fecal matter hits the rotary oscillator and we enter a world without rule of law, a lot of things that I know will all of a sudden become possible. You know, I myself, I'm usually pretty careful, and I study a lot. I've read a lot. It's probably why my eyes have gone south on me, but I still have all the knowledge up here between these little flattened things on the sides of my head. You know, it's just, I've learned, shall we say, a little amateur gunsmithing along the way, and all the little tricks that one can do with that. And I've learned, like I've been talking about with brewing, you know, how to brew beers and wines and sodas for those who like soda. You know, beers and wines, those are used quite often. If a person would have time, if you'd brew beers up or wines up, you have a tendency of having a little bit of, shall we say, disinfectant in your liquid that you're drinking. That helps you get along. And, like I said, too, you know, this stuff here is, what I'm going to get into is basically how to brew one's own alcohol. We'll put it that way. And obviously, currently, you don't really want to do that because about the only state that allows you to make your own homebrew, I believe, is Missouri. You know, conch stomping grounds. But the knowledge is out there, and the knowledge is a good thing to have. Because with homebrew, yeah, a lot of people can drink it, but there's a lot of other uses for it as well. Because if there isn't any more access to the medical facilities or the medical personnel, you're going to need alcohol for a lot of things. You know, everything from sterilizing wounds to cleaning supplies. So it's, and also, you know, if you get it purified enough, you can also use it to make tinctures. I myself, I've been getting to making a lot of tinctures myself over the last year and a half to 2 years. It's a good reason to have the knowledge in case we ever do need it. Okay, so with that said, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and couch this in terms of how to make, shall we say, alcohol fuels rather than potables, because, you know, we can't make potables these days. But for a small demonstration unit, what can be done is you would need, again, like I've talked about, a nice big, you know, 5-gallon pot to a little bit larger than that, of course. You know, you need to have something to cook the stuff in. You also need something, say an old pressure cooker. You know, like some of these ones you can find, like the 4-quart ones, sometimes fairly cheaply at thrift stores, garage sales, or even one could even buy it new, but it'd be kind of a waste. Probably would want to have one that is not aluminum. You'd want to have a steel or a stainless steel one. You'd need several feet of small gauge fresh corn or cornmeal, some sugar, and some yeast, and of course, some water. So, first thing you'd have to do would be to make your pot. Well, the way you do that is, like I said, you could use a pressure cooker, stainless steel is preferred, or steel, and you'd need, like I said, a couple yards of copper tubing, roughly quarter inch in diameter. You know, you want the soft, malleable stuff that you can bend around, and you'd need a drill with a quarter inch bit, you know, so you'd be able to fit your quarter inch copper pipe in, and, you know, 10 to 15 gallon cooking pot, you know, and like I said, cheesecloth, and this is descriptions roughly for about a 10 gallon batch, so you'd need about 2.5 pounds of crushed or ground cornmeal, about 10 pounds of sugar, and 1/2 ounce of yeast. So you'd either drill a new hole in the top or take out the pressure fitting at the top of your pot. You could open it up to where it's, you know, where it'll fit in. I myself, since I'm somewhat, shall we say, mechanically a tinker, I'd probably get a new fitting and make my own pressure fittings to hook my copper line to the top of the pot. The copper line would have to be basically strung out and made into what's called a worm. It's where you basically coil it up fairly tightly, where it would look almost like a large door spring type thing. And so that would fit into your bucket, where you would have another small hole drilled through the side to where you could lead the copper line out through the side of the bucket. Okay, so I'll go ahead here and just explain about, I'm just going to go ahead and continue on with the buckets. When you assemble the whole thing, you would have what you end up with, your sour wort being inside your cooker that you're going to distill out. Put your lid on, your copper tubing goes from the top of that through the bucket, comes out of the side of the bucket to your catching jar, your catching bucket. And the bucket obviously would either be filled with ice or water, or you could do a combination of the two, because you're going to want to cool any steam that escapes from your cooker. Yeah, so that's, you know, basically the setup. To make your sour wort or your mash for it, you'd boil up about 10 gallons of water to start with in your large pot, and you'd sprinkle in your corn, you know, however you have it, or grain, you know, whatever that you want to ferment with. But since we're talking about producing alcohol for running in motor vehicles and small engines, you could use corn. So you get that in there, you sprinkle it in, you stir it in, you let it cook. And what you do is, you know, you'll have to let it, you know, cook, you know, for a few minutes, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. And, you know, what'll happen is the corn is going to thicken up, you know, to a paste type of thing. Once it's thickened slightly, you'll take it off the heat. You allow it to cool, and then you'll have to get it into your clean bucket. Your brew pot, basically. You know, this is where you're going to have, like I said, the 15 gallon roughly pot. Once it's cooled, at that point, then you can go ahead and add your sugar. You stir it in really good. You can also, you know, stir a little bit of extra, you know, water in there. Because, again, you don't want to have it too thick. Because if it's thick like Jell-O, it's not going to do much of anything for you. You get your sugar in there. And like I said, after it cools, you can get your, put about, you know, roughly about 1/2 ounce of yeast or so in there. And actually, bread yeast will work for this. and you just basically stir it up. And what'll happen is over the next couple of days, it's going to ferment. And you're going to get a yeast or a foam that comes up, froths up, and once it starts falling back, like I said, it'll take, you know, a couple days. At that point, you'll want to take it and strain it out. So the way you strain it is you take, you know, again, going back to another large container, you stretch your cheesecloth over the top of that, you tie it down really good. And what you do is you take your stuff in your brew pot, you know, stir it up again, and you pour it through there. And you can actually squeeze it out. Once you've squeezed it all out and drained it all through, you know, the leftover corn and whatnot, you can discard those because you don't need it anymore. Because what you're after is the liquid. And once you have your clear liquid there, you just go ahead and put it into your pressure cooker, which we talked about how to prepare that before. And you get your lid on, and then you start heating it up. And thing is that you got to be real careful with this. And actually, with the, like I said, you know, about having two holes in the top might actually be useful, because you're going to want to watch your temperature. So if you have a long thermometer, you know, preferably a metal one, you could actually put it right on the lid, set that down inside so it's getting into the liquid, and you bring it up to heat. And what you want to do is once you get it up to heat, you don't want to get the temperature above 157 to start with. You want to bring it up and get it to roughly about 152 degrees to start with. And what's going to happen is between 152 and 157 degrees, you're going to start bringing it up to a boil, basically, or a simmer, and you're going to start boiling out the methanol in there. And like I said, get to 157 degree point, and at that point you're going to start getting some drippage coming out. That's going to go through your, like I said, you go through your worm that's in your ice water bath, and bring it out, and you catch the drippage. And you keep on, and then once you get it to that point, you start bringing it up to about 172 degrees. And once you get up to about 172, you're getting at the ethyl alcohol point. And ethyl alcohol, actually, depending on your altitude, generally it's 177 degrees that evaporates at. So what you do is you get it up to 177 degrees, and you let it go for a little bit. And you don't want to get your temperature any higher than that, because you want to bring out, like I said, first you want to bring out the methanol that's in your brew, which is a very good disinfectant. You know, obviously, you don't want to use it on your skin too much, because it's wood alcohol. And what you need to do is catch the first 2 to 3 ounces to come out. That'll be where most of your methanol is at. Once you get that saved off to the side, you continue to let it cook at the 177 degrees. And it'll probably take you maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours. You know, it'll come dripping out fairly good for a while. But once it starts getting down to the tail end of it, you know, at that point you can go ahead and turn the heat off. And like I said, you separated out your methanol and your ethanol. Methanol, good for, you know, hardcore cleaning. The ethanol, again, that can be used as fuel for a vehicle. Also, the ethanol can be used for tincturing. So, now, hopefully, I haven't scared everybody else. And looks like a lot of people bailed while I was lecturing here. So, let me do this. I'm going to go ahead here and just throw a couple more tunes in here because we're starting to run towards the end of the evening. And, well, let me find my fun one here because, well, this one's definitely going to be put in for all the ladies. And I'll probably catch it from someone. Of course, I'll blame this one on Tinkerbell because she told me I needed to put it in here tonight. So this one here, well, it's self-explanatory. Enjoy.
When I was in my teenage years, I did just what I should. I listened to my mother and I was kind and sweet and good. And my friends and I did rituals and I prayed with all my might that this would be the evening that she'd stop along her flight. Well, that was several years ago, and that chick's long overdue. And it's time I came to terms with something plainly clear to you. The Boop Fairy never came for me. No, the Boop Fairy never came for me. Okay, I'm spunky, and I'm cute, and I've got a great personality. The Boop Fairy never came for me. Well, we were the third house on a country drive. I thought, maybe she just got lost. So I hung my bra on the mailbox till the neighbors took it off. And all my friends got visits and expanded through the years. Training bras at Sears. Still I harbor hopes she'll come for me. I know she will. I'd get 'em done myself if she'd agree to foot the bill. The Boop Fairy never came for me. No, the Boop Fairy never came for me. Look, I wasn't wanting melons, just a cute curvaceous bee. But the Boop Fairy never came for me. This isn't a song about boobs, not really. The boobs are just a set of metaphors to symbolize everyone's fear of human inadequacy. Hey, we've all felt the pain of being dissed by one fairy or another. So during the next refrain, I want you to join in with me with your own fairy that never paid a call. Maybe it's the height fairy or the butt nymph. Then maybe it's the pectoral or hair fairy. Or maybe some other fairy you just want to mumble about. Look, nobody's going to ask you to enunciate. And sisters, I don't want you feeling alienated right now because you happen to be full-figured. Just change the line to the Boop Fairy just wouldn't let me be, or the Boop Fairy became obsessed with me. Okay, here comes the refrain. Everybody, join in. The Boop Fairy never came for me. No, the Boop Fairy never came for me. Though the Hip Fairy came two times, and the Thigh Fairy came three. The Boop Fairy never came for me. That Boop Fairy never came for me.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't quite sure what the reception that one was going to get, but yes, we need to have a little bit of, shall we say, insanity once in a while. Oh, yes, if we don't be a little bit crazy, we're going to cry about the world. So you got to laugh at it rather than crying. So what can you say? And let me see, and yes, I have to admit, well, sometimes John and Bobby are hard act to follow, so I just had to be a little bit nuts on this tonight. So, and speaking of Cope here, I'm not quite sure. I haven't seen him pop in here yet that I know of into the chat room. Let's see here. Well, I don't see him here yet. So, let me do this. I'm going to go ahead and just play a few more fun ones here. So. Enjoy.
Well, I am not. No, you wouldn't allow me to sing a song from a musical. This is a song this time of nursery rhymes which you didn't learn at school. In between each of the nursery rhymes is a chorus of the alphabet, which, as you know, starts at A and finishes
where?
A good bit down. And it goes something like this.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Hey diddle diddle, the cat did a piddle all over the kitchen floor. The little dog laughed to see such fun, so the cat did a little bit more.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jill came down with a half a crown, and it wasn't for carrying water.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Georgie, Porgie, Puddin' and Pie kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys went out to play, kissed them too, he was funny that way.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Mary had the little lamb, her daddy shot it dead. Now she goes to school with it between two bits of bread.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack jumped over a candlestick.
Woo!
Silly boy, should have jumped higher. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Little Miss Muffet sat in her tuffet, her drawers all tattered and torn. It wasn't the spider that sat in beside her, but Little Boy Blue with his bugle.
Doesn't rain.
Just keep on singing, I might not notice this. There was a young nun called Vera, who wouldn't let anyone near her. But a crafty old monk slipped into her bunk, and now she's a mother superior. If anybody was offended by that last verse, she was an Anglican nun. There was a young man called Hardcastle, by a billiard ball he was struck. And on his tombstone was written, Hardcastle, hard ball, hard luck.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Oh, yes. Gotta have some fun. If you don't have fun, I don't know. So, why don't I do this? I'm going to go ahead and close out with a Ray Stevens one here, and I'll just kind of keep an eye on the chat room here to see if I see Cope come in. And so far, I don't see him, so who knows? I may play a few minutes extra music here tonight, so we'll see what happens.
Hi, this is Ray Stevens with a public service announcement. I just want to encourage everyone to go vote in this important upcoming election. But keep your eyes peeled and your feelers out for voter fraud. I had a personal experience in the last election, and I have a song here that'll tell you all about it. Grandpa was an Eagle Scout, a 33rd degree Mason, and he fought in the Second World War. Was a deacon down at the Baptist Church since 1964. Bought clothes for the homeless, toys for the orphans, on top of giving his tithe. Voted religiously, straight GOP, never missed an election in his life. So it took us by surprise when we heard on the news last night, Grandpa voted Democrat. And our family ain't proud of that. Yeah, we thought it was a joke when the big news broke, but the show enough counted his vote. Now we're wondering how he cast it.
love inside his casket. This sure seems funny to me, how they got his absentee. Grandpa voted Democrat, now he'll never rest in peace. From the way it sounds, they had a good turnout down at the Mount Olive graveyard. Over 90% of the residents crossed over with their voter card. It's all over the news, and now they're arguing who's caught up in the voter fraud, and how a good man's name could be smeared this way while he's 6 feet under the sod. It sure took us by surprise. He's been dead since 95. Grandpa voted Democrat, and our family ain't proud of that. Yeah, we thought it was a joke when the big news broke, but the show enough counted his vote. Now we're wondering how he cast it down inside his casket. It sure seems funny to me how they got his absentee. Grandpa voted Democrat, now he'll never rest in peace. This is one November, I don't want to remember. Grandpa voted Democrat, now he'll never rest in peace.
Okay, my friends. Well, I think I'm running a couple of minutes over here, so I think what we'll do is I'm going to throw a commercial in here, and then Cope will be in as soon as it's through. Take care, and see you all tomorrow night.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, western firestorms, earthquakes, financial collapse, government upheaval. What happens when Walgreens closes? Who do you turn to? You turn to Kat Ellis and myself, Chuck Hudson, on the Medic Show, and learn how combat medicine and alternative herbal remedies can help keep you going no matter what. The Medic Show, live 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, on the Just Measures Radio Network.